The following special episode of The Week in Doubt is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/theweekindoubt. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Put simply, a hell house is the even creepier evangelical or fundamentalist Christian version of the traditional haunted house. As with run-of-the-mill haunted house attractions, hell houses guide the visitor through a series of gory, fear-inducing scenes or vignettes. But rather than attempting to scare patrons with typical Halloween cliches, the goal of the Christian hell house is to instill its visitor with the fear of eternal perdition. The result is a kind of grotesque, heavy-handed Christian morality play. Delivered with horror movie intensity, warnings against the supposed evils of everything from abortion to gay marriage assail the senses of young impressionable visitors. The overall message seems to be repent and accept Christ or go to hell. The earliest hell house may have been run by Trinity Assembly of God in Dallas, Texas, but it wasn't until the 1970s that now-deceased controversial televangelist and Liberty University founder Jerry Falwell popularized the phenomenon. In regard to its hell house attraction's efficacy, the webpage for Liberty University's annual Scare Mare claims that, in their words, approximately 26,000 people have made decisions for Christ over the past two decades. Another pastor attributed with popularizing the Hell House phenomenon is Keenan Roberts, originally and perhaps somewhat fittingly a native of Roswell, New Mexico. Roberts eventually established an annual Hell House in Arvada, Colorado in the mid-1990s. Now senior pastor of Destiny Church Assemblies of God, Keenan Roberts continues to run an annual Hell House and also sells Hell House instructional kits to other churches and parachurch organizations for the meager sum of $299 apiece. In his 2006 television documentary, The Virus of Faith, noted scientist and outspoken atheist Richard Dawkins paid a visit to Robert Keenan, taking the opportunity to interview the pastor during rehearsals for that year's annual Hell House production. The following is an audio clip of three actors rehearsing a scene meant to perhaps literally demonize gay marriage. A redheaded male actor with a goatee portrays the devil, tauntingly overseeing the same-sex union of two women. Something is lost without the accompanying visuals, but hopefully you'll still get the gist.
Do you solemnly swear to never believe that you are normal and that God is responsible for making you this way?
In the case of homosexual marriage, what harm does that do? Why would you be so passionately against that?
They're living in sin.
That's your opinion, but it's nothing to do with you, is it? It's their decision.
It's not my opinion. I'm telling you what the Bible says.
It's the Bible's opinion, but these are two people who want to live together. Isn't it their own business? What right have you to interfere?
This woman and this woman, burning in a repulsive lust for one another, deceived by all of hell that they've been born gay, are joining their deeply confused lives in this nauseating matrimony.
As a non-believer, I couldn't help but include the following brief exchange in which reason and blind faith come head to head.
I want them to know homosexuality is sin.
But you believe it presumably on the basis of scriptural authority. You believe
absolutely.
Yeah.
Unapologetically.
But, yes, unapologetically. But why are you so sure that's right? I mean, if you think about where the scriptures come from, I mean, who wrote them and when? And what makes you so confident they're right?
It's what I believe.
I know you're right. Why?
It is a faith issue with me. Why do you not believe it?
Because of evidence.
Circa 2000, filmmaker George Ratliff made a documentary simply entitled Hell House. It documented the production of a particular Hell House in Cedar Hills, Texas. The cast is largely, if not entirely, made up of students and faculty from a local religious school affiliated with Trinity Church. The following is a brief montage of clips from the documentary. Be forewarned, you may find the clips somewhat disturbing, both due to their grating assault on the ears and the rather backward, small-minded ideas they contain. You're about to hear the condemnation of both homosexuality and the morning after pill.
When I was a kid, my uncle did things to me that changed my life. He said I was born that way, and I believed the lie.
We're going to need a CTC scan of the abdomen and some blood.
This wasn't supposed to be a big deal. Why can't this just be over?
It will never be over, Jan.
Oh, my baby! I hear my baby crying.
That's right, Jan. It's too late now.
No.
You killed your baby.
Stop.
You're a murderer, Jan!
Somebody help me.
Come on in. It's visiting hours. Everybody checks in, but not everybody checks out. This is Steve. He thought his homosexual lifestyle was everything a real man could want. But now he's dying of AIDS.
Steve, I'm right here. I'm not gonna leave.
Why is this happening to me? Why can't it just be over?
Don't talk like that, Steve. Doctor, I need you. We've got an emergency over here.
Yes, Carter, what do we have here?
Her name is Jan. She's 17 years old. She took the new abortion pill RU486 2 days ago. She's been bleeding ever since this morning, complains of severe abdominal cramps, and her blood pressure is 80 over 60.
Why won't the bleeding stop? Matt said this wouldn't be a big deal. It was just a stupid pill. Why can't this just be over?
It'll never be over, Jan.
Steve.
No.
What's the matter? Are you okay?
I keep having these nightmares of burning in hell. Why can't it just die in peace?
Just a little taste of what's in store for you, Stevie boy.
Steve, don't you understand? This is God talking to you. He doesn't want you to burn in hell. Please, Steve, give your life to Jesus.
Despite its disturbing content, Ratliff's documentary seems to have actually further popularized the Hell House phenomenon, leading to more church groups setting up their own attractions and even some live theater versions, including a 2006 off-Broadway play entitled Hell House, based on the productions of Kenan Roberts. The phenomenon has even been the focus of some high-profile comedic criticism. In 2004, actress and comedic writer Maggie Rowe procured one of Kenan Roberts' kits and put on her own Hollywood Hell House, which lampooned the Christian fundamentalism of Kenan's original production. Among the all-star comedic cast were Bill Maher as Satan, Andy Richter as Jesus, and there was even an abortion scene starring Sarah Silverman. Well, what more can I say about Hell House is that you're probably not already thinking? Unintentionally comical in their absurdity, and vulgar and offensive in their bigotry and heavy-handed fundamentalist delivery. Having firmly established themselves as seasonal fixtures through various parts of the U.S., the Hell House is a controversial phenomenon that, like it or not, may be with us for many years to come. Thank you for listening to this special episode of The Week in Doubt, and happy Halloween.